My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, Kenny, since we now have video of this very show that comes out, we put it out on social media. You can see our reactions. You can see how we're dressed every single day. You can see our hairstyle. If we've got a pimple, sometimes it gets picked up on the video.
I didn't even know that.
It also picks up something that I have a very nasty, bad habit that has formed over time.
What's that?
I am a chronic yawner.
Yes.
And I can't stop yawning, and I don't know if it'll ever stop. And unfortunately, when we air interviews where me and you are listening to somebody that we are talking to, you can see our facial expressions. Sometimes we make wacky faces. Sometimes, quite frankly, we look bored. There's nothing against anybody we're talking to. It just, that can happen. Sometimes I'll be staring at the abyss, and then oftentimes I am yawning. And I got to fix it because it seems very disrespectful to whoever we're talking to. Sometimes you, I feel like you
I've called you out for it before. Called you out for it before.
So how do I fix it? Because I can tell you firsthand that yawning is not an indication of how conversations are going with me.
Well,
I just yawn all the time.
You better figure it out.
You might be telling me the most entertaining, creamy nougat in the history of this radio show, and I still might have that visceral yawning reaction, involuntary.
I don't know how you stop yawning. I know that you have to stop yawning when Rodney McLeod comes in here. I don't want him to take it as a disrespect and have this thing stop before it even starts, because he's supposed to be with us every Tuesday at 9 o'clock, so that'll be good. It said the only thing I could figure it out, how to stop excessive yawning. Is your bedroom bright, loud, and warm? It says keep your bedroom cool, dark, and quiet. Go to bed and wake up at the same time each day. Avoid caffeine, large meals, and exercise before bedtime. Do you avoid exercise before bedtime? I'm just seeing what it says. It's Psych Central.
Okay.
The very first thing you look at. What? Oh, avoid alcohol close to bed. You drink before bed almost every night.
I have. There's a lot of nights where I'll have a cocktail.
Yeah. It says avoid
especially
alcohol before bed.
Heavy on the bourbon.
Remove electronic devices from the bedroom. Which you can take that any way you want to. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to go in your bedroom. Mm-hmm. I've only been to your house once. I've actually never been off the main floor. I've been to the basement. That's it.
Okay. So what? They're drawing a correlation with anything, like I've listened to podcasts about sleep where they do talk a lot about,
you don't do that while you're driving, do you?
But where the technology, anything, any of those what do they call
sound machines or
we do have the sound machines and we have the monitor. I mean, we have the baby monitor that's going.
Well, you have to have those
24/7 basically in the house.
You have to have those.
So I can't really control that or neutralize that.
So what are you trying to do? You can't turn off your cell phone, even though getting a hold of you is probably one of the hardest things to do ever. But
if you know the code, you can get through.
No, but the cell phone's not a bother because it's not on. Like, it's dark.
Okay.
It's not like the screen's on.
So how do we stop you from yawning is got
to
be
the is there a way to really do
basically
it?
Basically change everything about your life according to what Ken just read.
I would say
knock
off the booze before bed. Plus you're going to get weird dreams.
It's not that important for me to stop yawning. But I do it like Keith will clip some of these, like if we're picking our nose or anything, he'll pick it and send it, and it'll just be, I'm sure you have a bank of material on your phone that is a lot of these reactions or whatever. And I'm telling you that it's so involuntary that it has nothing to do with if I'm bored or not. That is what's amazing to me. We do associate yawning
with
just total boredom. I do a radio show with Ken Carmen. How could I ever be bored? There's
no way.
You'd
be bored very easily if you were, no. With me, it's
now, there were
warm.
Times during the Browns
might
offseason.
Agitating.
I will say there were times during this training camp where, oh boy, where did the excitement go?
Well, there was no excitement during the training camp. There was none. So how could you not yawn? Where was the excitement? They were in West Virginia.
I think even Kevin Stefanski might have been yawning a little bit down in West Virginia.
I got nothing against the people of West Virginia. I've never been excited to go to West Virginia for anything in my life. I've never been excited to be down there. I can't imagine I'd be excited to go to the Greenbrier. I actually don't want to go to the Greenbrier. I can't imagine being excited for that. Then they're away for 10 days during the Greenbrier. They come back. That's still behind the fence because they're doing construction over there. There was nothing to see. There was nothing to get excited for. Mm. And I think it kind of muted the preseason as well, because people couldn't really go see him except for, what, 5 or 6 openings, I think they had?
Six openings.
But then it stormed, so it ended up being 5 openings.
That's right.
So they didn't really get a chance to see him. So, again, that's why when we go to the phones and stuff like that, we're getting a lot of indecisiveness because nobody knows what to expect.
Do you take it as a sign of disrespect when, like, your kids, if your kids are yawning while you're talking to them? Because
I would.
Don't kids seem to do that, and they don't have a tact? Like, they haven't established the right things to do yet?
I yawn when I get nervous. That's the only thing I...
Really?
Yeah, that when I get nervous, when I have something very nerve-wracking coming up, I will yawn. I yawn like crazy. I don't remember the last thing I was really, really nervous about, but anytime I get really nervous, I start yawning, and it just will not go away, and I will start counting the yawns. That's how much I hate it. I hate yawning. I hate
Well, that just makes
it.
You tired. That's like counting sheep.
I hate doing it. I hate seeing it. I hate yawning. I hate it. I get very annoyed by the practice. In the middle of a conversation, if I yawn, anything like that, or driving, the continued yawn, the opening of the mouth, the whole thing, I hate yawning. So I don't know what you're going to do, but you better figure it out. Do you want to chew gum secretly?
Well,
I would imagine that stops the yawning.
Yeah, but I can't do that on the air.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear you smacking.
I'll just end it with this. All these things you do regularly. I don't know about your bedroom. You do not go to bed and wake up at the same time every day. I think it's impossible to do because you have small children. You drink a cup of coffee a day, but you don't drink that. And you don't eat large meals, so you don't have that.
They're talking about blue light exposure, I'm guessing, is what's happened with the phone.
Okay, well, that's something you're going to have to figure out on your own, because I'm not going to go in your bedroom and turn those electronics off. That ain't going to happen. So all you can do is just stop doing that. So
I'll try to focus, Kenny. I'll do my best, because I don't want to insult Rodney. I don't want to insult anybody.
Do you want to ask the second most important Cleveland Brown question to Rodney McLeod?
Absolutely.
Who do you think he's going to answer? Do you think he'll answer Myles Garrett?
Oh, he's got to say a defensive player, right?
I'm going to say offensive line. I'm going to say left tackle.
Okay.
And I don't know which one it's going to be. It's either going to be Jed Wills, who I don't think is going to end up playing, or it's going to be Jack Conklin, who I do think is at least going to start out the year. I don't think Jed Wills is going to start playing on Sunday, I should say. I think he'll probably play later in the year, but I don't think he's going to start on Sunday. I think it's obviously going to be Jack Conklin for a lot of people. And how important he ends up being is, to me, the second most important person in the Cleveland Browns, because I think everybody knows that they can set their watch to Myles Garrett, his effort, his play. I think all of that got answered last year. When it comes to Deshaun Watson, I think a lot of us are holding our breath and we don't really know how to respond to any of this stuff, and we don't really know how to feel towards the season starting, other than we're Browns fans and we want to be excited. But as far as any sort of prognostication or feeling, I think a lot of people are left in the dark because of this. The only other one other than Watson that helps solve it, who's a player, is the guy whoever plays the left tackle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.